24-551, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby reconvened into regular open session of Council at
6:32 p.m.
Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Since we're back into open session, we'll just another roll call.
Councillor Morley Haskam.
Councillor Nick Ryland.
Councillor Debbie Zulak.
Councillor Mike Hackman.
Clerk Administrator Carly Britton.
Mayor David Moore. Any declarations of pecuniary and or personal interest in the general nature thereof? Hearing none. In the spirit of reconciliation and cooperation, we wish to acknowledge that the land in which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Its boundaries fall within the Robinson Huron Treaty of 1850 and the Williams Treaty of 1923. We are grateful to live here, and we thank all the generations of people who have taken care of this land for thousands of years. To honor the suffering of Indigenous people and the love and wisdom they carried for thousands of years, we pledge to work in community and harmony with each other and the environment we inhabit and work towards truth and reconciliation. Resolution 24-152, moved by Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor Haskin. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby accept the reports, recommendations, and directions arising from the closed session held October the 15th, 2024. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Delegations and presentations. I'll read the resolution first. Resolution 24-153, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Zulak. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar hereby received the deputation from Neil Brady, strategic partner with Schooley Mitchell, presenting their municipal expense reduction services. And I believe Mr. Brady's online. So it's all yours. You can start your deputation.
Thank you, Mayor and members of the Council, for giving me the opportunity to explain what we do and how our service is a great fit for municipal government. My company specializes in expense reduction consulting, and over the years, we have become experts in working with and for municipal government across the country. We have provided our services to just shy of 15% of all municipalities in Ontario, and our four main areas for delivering cost savings have traditionally been telecom, shipping, waste, and merchant services. But in the last 5 years, we have added 10 more cost categories, some of which have proven to be a good match for municipal government. I will touch on those here in a second once we flip over to the presentation. The main thing to keep in mind about what we do and our service is that it's 100% provided on contingency. This means we are only paid out of the savings that we can produce for our clients. So if we do not find savings or you decline what we recommend, there is no charge for having us do our review. If we do find savings and the client approves what we recommend, we implement those new lower rates with your vendors and share in those savings for a period of time. In Parry Sound District in years past, we provided our services to the townships of McDougall, Jolly, Parry, Strong, and Ryerson on a couple of occasions. So we are very familiar with any, regional vendors, especially in the telecom space, Onterra, ViaNet, Sunwire, Bell Alliance even. I'll flip over to the presentation here now. Can everybody see that?
Yeah. Looks good.
Okay, perfect. So I'm not going to go through this line by line, but, basically, the main thing to really keep in mind here, I do have some sort of average numbers of savings. Generally, we're coming in at about 28% savings per year. And most of the time, over 90% of the time, we can achieve these savings without the client having to switch any vendors. So if you're on Bell and Rogers and Elevon and Waste Management, 90% of the time, you can stay with those vendors just at reduced costs. We can help you decrease business costs while increasing quality of service. We can negotiate lower rates with your current providers. We identify and recover billing errors. So occasionally we found, you know, where the Bell contracts aren't lining up with the actual invoices. So over the years, we've actually had a few counties, really, where we found, you know, in excess of $40,000 in billing errors. And then we also conduct ongoing monitoring to ensure the services remain optimized. So what that means is if we find savings and the township approves what we recommend, we don't just vanish. We monitor the costs for as long as we're, you know, engaged with the town. Usually it's 2 years. And then moving on to the categories that we have the ability to look at now. We've always done telecom. We've been doing that for 20 years. And then a few years after that, we started looking at credit card fees, waste disposal, and the big ones here the last few years, though, with some towns like Renfrew County and a few other northern towns have been fuel, compressed gases, which would be propane, software as a service, which would be, you know, Microsoft, Adobe, Google, uniforms and linens, facility supplies, office supplies, packaging and shipping supplies. So these are all the different areas that we're able to reduce costs. Here are a few just examples of, you know, just some towns over the years, and give you an idea about percentages. Penetanguishene was 23%. Savings delivered at all 15 of their locations. North Perth was 37%. Salvation Army Ottawa 40, just to give you an idea. And then moving along, these last several pages are just testimonial letters from other towns and cities and counties. And funny enough, I actually went and looked. Back in 2013, we did McKellar. So this here's my testimonial letter from February 2013. Sean Boggs was my contact back in those days. So it was 28% yearly reduction in savings for telecom. Now keep in mind, we were only doing telecom really back then. Now we have a lot more categories we can look at. But anyway, I just wanted to show you the testimony from the township from, I guess, 11 years ago now. That's it for mine. Does anybody have any questions?
Anything from council? Councilor Kiker?
Looking at the information here, you're a telecommunication consulting firm. At our last council meeting, October 1st, 2024, we are faced with the situation of replacing an existing communications tower. Is that something that your consulting firm would be able to provide different options?
No.
Okay.
That's not something we look at, no, unfortunately.
Okay. In this council meeting package, we have the check run reports. Did you have an opportunity to go through some of the different telecommunication costs that we're incurring currently?
I have not.
I'm just wondering if some of the things that your consulting firm might so there are quite a few different telephone bell mobility costs.
Yeah.
Then there is the fire department that has, seems like about five different devices, averaging approximately $30 per month for those devices.
Yep.
What about Google, Adobe, and YouTube subscriptions? Is that anything?
Google and Adobe, yes, actually that was our most recent municipality was Adobe. So yeah, we're definitely looking at those. Back to your telecom one. Back 2013, it was a mix of sort of Bell Mobility, and internet back then was ViaNet. So I do recall that from our old report. So those would all be, you know, we'd be willing, you know, willing or able to look at any of those, you know, again.
You could look at this current council package at some point in time. This is item number. $17.2 in the council package.
Okay.
So you can see what I'm talking about. And so another thing that's an ongoing expense is the air automotive tracking So the trucks have tracking devices on them, and that's,
yeah,
that subscription is about $20 per month per vehicle.
Okay, that is something we look at, electronic logging devices, so that would be, we would have the ability to review those.
Yeah, and can you find any cost savings in Starlink monthly charges?
Yep, that's an internet provider, so that's definitely something we can look at.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from council?
No, I think it's a good suggestion, Mike, to go through the check run report. It would identify a large number of items, and we need an approval from council to provide that to... I don't remember his name now.
It's on the open public package, so you know, something that I could
It's a public reference, right? So,
yeah, it's just a question. I would think that he'd want some confirmation, and I think it's a bit early that they would be hired before he'd start doing that.
No, just something he could look at, and you know, just maybe give a preliminary sort of I did a review, and or I don't know exactly the process that would.
Well, to prioritize the potential opportunities, I think, would be a good way of asking them to do it. And undoubtedly, we'd probably have to work with Roshan, at least at some point, anyhow, to make sure that they're understood what we're talking about, what these expenses represent, right? But
or even maybe it's just a confirmation that, you know, reviewing that expense, those check run reports, that these are potentials that the municipality may want me to investigate if the municipality decides to engage my services.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, so I guess we'll be in touch through Carly.
Okay.
And
okay, great.
Thank you for the presentation.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good evening. Okay. Bye bye.
Thinking part of all of this, of course, too, is that we have to talk to our own staff.
Sure.
And look at what areas, you know, where there could be savings. I'm a little concerned right now that we don't have the information to hire somebody to check all of these things. If staff's telling us, you know, we have contracts and this is what it's costing us, and we can't get out of those contracts. The one that concerns me right now, I guess, is our IT. We have an awful lot going on there that we need to hear from staff what they've accomplished. We've spent a fair bit of money on it. And before we start looking at cost savings, I think we have to see, you know, what we have already bitten off and what they're doing for us. And for them to be checking telecom, we have the IT department now that is doing a lot of those things. So we have to make sure that we're not duplicating services either. That's why I say I think we need a further discussion from staff or a report of some sort before we go any further with an outside company doing this. It may already be being done, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I've read the resolution, so I'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-154, moved by Councillor Haskin, seconded by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby approve the minutes of the October 1st, 2024 regular meeting of Council as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes?
I'm just wondering where it talks about the project administrator, Tom Stoneman, entered the meeting and left the meeting, if there should be a time attached to when they arrived and when they left. So that's page 2 of 4 and 3 of 4. After 2, 4, 5, 4, 1.
I don't normally put a time in for the regular agenda minutes, but I can start noting the time.
Okay. Yeah, I think the entrance and exit, the important things to see what was discussed while that person was here. I'm not sure about the time. It's more information for us, I guess. Be useful. Resolution 24-155, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, seconded by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the minutes of the August 26, 2024 meeting of the Prairie Sound Area Planning Board. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-156, moved by Councilor Ryland, seconded by Councilor Haskin. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the minutes of the September 26th, 2024 meeting of the Township of McKellar Recreation Committee. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-157, moved by Councilor Zulak, seconded by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the minutes of the June 26, 2024 meeting of the North Bay Prairie Sound District Health Unit Board of Health. Discussion? Not sure if we ever received anything back from the previous when they sent minutes about, was it capping or not capping, something about the reserve. I don't. Maybe Councilor Kekkonen, you remember something about that?
I think there was something. Was it there, Carly?
I believe I received an email. I'll forward that to Council.
Okay. Call the question on the minutes. All in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-158, moved by Councilor Haskin, seconded by Councilor Ryland. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the minutes of the August 28, 2024 minutes of the District of Prairie Sound West, Belvedere Heights Board of Management meeting. Discussion of those minutes? Councilor Kekkonen.
So the starting at 9.1, it talks about some of the financial dealings that they're dealing with. So they talk about operating surplus was $152,000, one-time funding with flexible usage in the amount of $256,000. CSS was in $26,000 surplus with a $33,000 grant surplus. And later on in the agenda, they're requesting a $47,000 from the municipality. And as well, they go on and talk about they're going to receive this line of credit for $4.275 million. And is that for purchasing life lease units?
Yep.
So they're still continuing with trying to purchase the life lease units and get control of all the life lease units?
Yes. They'll be coming around, is it November the 5th, Carly? They're coming to McCarver Council, and mainly to be talking about the 22 beds. And if you recall, on the previous term of council, I believe, Belvedere gave back the municipality a bunch of money, because they said that they were only allowed to keep so much in their capital reserves. And so I think McCarver got, what was it, 70,000 or 80,000 or something? Well, now, and I've told you that all along, that they'll be asking for that money back, and now they are asking for the money back. That's what that 47 it is. They're wanting that money back.
And that's for
to go towards the 22 beds.
Right.
And also, you're talking about the life lease funds. The life lease, they still are pursuing that request for the TD Bank to get a loan so that they can purchase the life lease units as they come up, and it's up to council to decide whether they want to be involved in that or not. And you can or you cannot. You don't have to, but if you don't, and they will just add it to your to our levy.
Right. So, but I think those are two different accounts. So the operating surplus that they gave back was from their operating budget.
Okay.
And so now they're asking for that $47,000 to go back, but that's going to be used for the 22 beds. So that's a completely different financial account. So to try to connect the two and say, hey, we gave you guys $47,000 back, you know, because we were not supposed to be collecting that much surplus on our operating. Now we want to use it for the 22 beds. I think it's two different conversations.
Yeah, but if you recall, in the previous council, somebody gave themselves, the Belvedere rep, quite a pat on the back for giving the municipalities back this money. And now they're asking for it back, right? So they were like saying, look what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten all this money back for you.
Yeah.
Now put it in a special account. Like, what if a lot of the townships had spent that money on something else?
I don't think they made any stipulation of what was.
Well, that's what
that's what
I was told.
No.
And I didn't think that they were told to put it in a special account, because I recall coming to council and asking Roshan if there was a special account for Belvedere. And I believe, Carly, it's under the West Prairie Sound Health Center, the money that is set aside that we can draw from.
It's under a health account.
Under a health account. So I don't think that there was ever an account specifically for Belvedere set up.
No.
But anyways, they're coming for that. But if you have like any questions on that you'll have, when they come on November 5th, I urge you to ask these questions.
Yeah.
And they'll, you know, make it clear for you. And the only thing is, a lot of the like the services for the nursing and everything, staffing, the agency staffing, they've really come ahead with that. They haven't had to use the agency staffing for quite a few months now, so they've saved a lot of money in that respect. And
so
with the 22 beds coming, CSS will be moving to a new location.
Right. So it's looking good. There's looking like some surplus maybe for this year, and if it exceeds their 15%, maybe we'll be getting some more surplus money back this year.
Not likely. I don't know if that helped you.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions that you do have regarding any more of that when they do come on November the 5th?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is just to see the minutes. And we'll be dealing with that other issue coming up shortly in the agenda. But it's good we covered a lot of that already. Call the question on this. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-159, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller does hereby receive report FD-2024-21, month-end status updates for September 2024 from Fire Chief Robert Morrison for information purposes. Discussion? It's at the one point, it's the very last paragraph. It references, a couple of things, October 20th deadline, which I'm afraid, I just can't see us meeting that deadline for two budget items that are quite expensive. We certainly have to set up a future meeting to talk about this. As I talked to the fire chief before, it has to be the big picture. It has to be all of the township and all of the capital requests. It can't just be one department. And so this October 20th deadline is probably going to come and go, and we'll have to renegotiate whatever he has done with the people when we look at that. And I think to that end, Harvey might have a date for us when Roshan is suggesting a budget meeting to look at next year's capital. That'd be in November?
Possibly December. He's just finishing
up
the third quarter right now, and then we're going to go hard into capital budget for 2025.
Okay. So we'll probably have to inform the fire chief that it's all on delay now until we see more information. And as I say, with the two particular big budget items, the mini pumper and the tower, those prices may not be in effect when we get to that point, but we'll just have to deal with it when we get there. I also mentioned review of existing net spectrum contract needed to take place. And I don't even know if you've ever found that contract.
I did. I found it last week. So now it's expired, and it just expired the beginning of September. So we don't really have any obligations to fulfill with Net Spectrum.
Okay.
They didn't reach out to us for renewal, so we'll have to contact them in the near future.
Okay, well, that makes things a little easier, I think. Anything else on the report? Call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Okay, resolution 24-160, moved by Councilor Ryan, second. Is that the right number?
160. Yes.
Okay. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation, the Township of Kelly, hereby received the accounts payable preliminary check run report for September 2024 from Treasurer Rochan Cantiga for information purposes. So we move by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Hassan. Discussion?
I was just curious, are the safeties for the trucks, are they being done by the same individual that, or company that was doing them in the prior years?
I believe Dean's Auto Care was doing the safeties. I would have to confirm that with Tom.
Okay. Because if I don't even know if I'm reading this properly, but on page 5 of 22, it has maintenance, cost, parts, F-550 safety inspection. Then if you go to page 11 of 22, it says maintenance, cost, parts, safety inspection for 550. And one is $508 and the other one is $356. Like,
it was page 11 was the second one?
Yeah. No, 10. Sorry, Carla. Oh, 10.
I was going to say, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, 10.
Line,
sorry.
So.
Bottom of the page.
Yeah, I think one was a service call, and it may have been additional parts that the vehicle required after finding it in the safety. I'll have to ask Tom about that.
But you know what I don't understand is, like, when these safeties are done, they're done yearly, right? How come all of this, if it was done properly last year, how come now all of this is... That's why I'm asking, is it the same individual that was doing did it before that is doing it now?
Right.
And the same it says about service call leak for the Freightliner 2020. And their safety inspection, Freightliner, maintenance cost and parts, 2020, $1,587, and then it's $1,058.
So you're suggesting it might be duplication?
Or something's not right.
Yeah.
Unless it is parts and things like that that they needed, if you can get a...
I'm trying to remember. The 550 did have a safety issue that was in, it was in not long ago. I think that might be a separate issue.
Mm-hmm. There's just something that doesn't look quite kosher to me. Unless there's a separate bills for the parts and that, like for the Freightliner, the 2020 Freightliner and the 550.
On the top of page of M10, sorry, I almost said 11, where we have the real tax thing, which I know is about the tax arrears. I know Roshan gave us an update at the last meeting I was at least a brief one. I had asked him at that time if he would come back and make a recommendation about whether we could assign other accounts to them on the basis that we were successful, certainly on the one and hopefully on some of the others too. And my recollection is we only agreed to assign 3 accounts to them a year ago. But it seems to me that we should expand that to cover more. And again, the rationale that I recall that he used, whether that's up for John to decide that, but it was the ones that owed us the most money over
yeah.
the longest period.
Mm-hmm.
And that would seem to make sense to me that we could try it and just extend it further, but I know he's not here, but I mean, I don't know if it's fair for me to ask you if you could ask him that he could come back at a future meeting and give us some information or insight and recommendation if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, thank you.
We did discuss a couple of others, but I don't know whether you're at the meeting or not.
Well,
I'm just trying to think of when he did it, but
yeah.
it might have been one that you missed.
Yeah, it was recent.
In which case, maybe he's already doing that. But yeah,
maybe.
He could certainly
in which case, just a simple update would be fine. I mean, we don't need to beat a dead horse. We just seems to me there's a lot of money there. So
I think it was the last meeting. Wasn't he here? And we were discussing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He was at the last meeting I was at, too, but that would be 4 weeks ago.
I don't believe he started any new properties with real tax. Just he's busy doing third quarter, and now we'll be going into budget. So I
okay.
think additional properties would come in 2025.
Okay. And that's okay. I'm not saying it should be done like immediately. Just we should be taking an
continuing
active step
it.
In this because this is money that we can use.
Yeah. And he just put out the supplementary tax bills for this year as well, so that's also
okay.
on his plate.
Just ask Councillor Haskam how this works on the last page, 22 of 22. I see the particular person, the instructor, advertising a game. So just to get it straight, there's no rental, right?
Right.
The people aren't paying anything to take the course, the program, and yet she's being paid
right.
as an instructor.
Yeah, I know. I marked that down.
Now, the rec committee has been asked her, and she has been taking donations, so it was basically, I don't know if the recreation committee, it's been going on for a while, and I think we're kind of hoping the donations would equal her expense. I don't think that's happening. She is taking donations. I think, I don't know if they're going to a special account.
The donations are coming into the office.
Mm-hmm. So they may not be that amount. I don't think they are. So whether we want to push a little harder and either have her start to charge or make sure, or if people is by donation that it is as much as what she is receiving. Is that what?
No, if that's happening, I wasn't aware that the donation was
yeah.
coming in.
So there is a revenue side to that.
Okay.
But any figure I've seen, it wasn't as much as the expense side, so whether it would be nice for it to be. But I guess some people don't put in that much of a donation.
Yeah, so that's fine. Not everything's cost recovery. So.
Mm-hmm. Maybe what I'll do is ask for maybe Rojan can let me know what the cost for the year for that program is and how much revenue did come in. I can bring it up to the Recreation Committee and maybe it can be revisited that the revenue side and donations isn't equaling the expense.
No, I'm just looking down the road too with different programs and repairs to the community center and where that money's coming from. It would be nice if some of the users actually covered some of the costs as we have to do repairs. The overhead would be increased, of course, as people use it. We want people to use it. But maybe for people to buy in, they should be paying a little bit, whether donation, however, so that future costs won't all be coming in from the taxpayer, that those people have actually use it for a certain period of time, and they've helped pay for it. Mm-hmm. Again, not all of them are residents paying taxes, I wouldn't think, but maybe they are. They might come from all over, and I think that's the idea, too, to draw people in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
So, that's page 22 of 22,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that was that a check issued to that person? So I'm missing something. She's getting it. They get the community center for the yoga lessons
mm-hmm.
for no cost. And we're giving her a check for $500?
Right. Paying her to put on the yoga program. As a service to the community.
So it's coming out of the recreation.
That's right.
Okay, so the library puts on a lot of different things. Now, will they be expecting to get a check for them doing it?
Yeah.
It's sort of setting a precedent there, don't you think? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've just never seen that before where we actually gave somebody money for doing that.
Keep in mind, it does show that it's for 3 months, so it would be $170 a month. Right? It says July to September, so July, August, September, so... I don't know this for a fact, it's just a guess, but I mean, that would be, you know, $170 a month, give or take.
Yeah, I don't know the exact amount. I sort of thought it was $50 per class at one time.
Okay.
It's
hard to tell, but I mean, there's the limited information that we got, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of the recreation programs aren't cost recoverable. At one time, I think maybe it was, and then it was more of put on programs for the taxpayers just to get things happening and stuff, and a lot of times it was, oh, well, no cost, because a lot of times trying to manage the money coming in, if whoever's taking care of it, well, they got to get the money and they got to turn it into the office, and was it an accurate amount, and so, well, it was easier for everybody not to have this money passing hands, but it's a case of, yeah, do we really want to start getting a revenue side going to, like you say, like there's all the pickleball players too, kind of thing, or is it going to reflect negatively on the recreation committee or the council saying, oh no, well now everybody's going to start paying, kind of thing, or we just push harder for, you know, we like you in when you're doing a program, whether it be yoga or pickleball or whatever, we really like to see the donations equal to the costs involved, which might be a polite way of going about it.
So the donations are going to the township, are they?
Yeah.
Yes.
The donations are going to
yes.
Township.
I think there would be kind of, I don't know, it was to try getting the donations higher was, I think, for youth programs, I think is what, in the yoga was, what we want you to raise money for youth programs. But and you almost hope that everybody would say, you know what, I'll put in $10 each evening. You just kind of hope that, but I don't think that maybe that's not happening. So we could maybe push a little harder to try to, maybe in our budget going forward, it could be when we look at our revenue side and we look at our expense side, say, okay, well, we want to try. I could bring it up to them, see what they say, and say, let's try to get the revenue to equal the expense in certain programs. We even take money from parents for the kids program, which, you know, so.
It's true.
So when you kind of look at it, so it can be reviewed.
Any further discussion on the check run? If I had said over the recording that it was resolution 160, it's actually resolution 560. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 24-561, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Zulak. Whereas the municipality of Whitestone has passed Resolution 2024-332, requesting that the Near North District School Board, the NNDSB, halt their current kindergarten to grade 12, K-12 build plan for the Parry Sound High School, citing that the build plan does not align with the Accommodation Review Committee, ARC, recommendations from 2013. And whereas the ARC, which was established to review Nobel and McDougall Elementary Schools, did not recommend including Parry Sound High School within their scope, but the NNDSB has proceeded with such plans. And whereas municipalities West Parry Sound, including the Township of McKellar, have unanimously passed resolutions asking the NNDSB to re-evaluate their plans to ensure that K-6 students remain at their respective elementary schools as per the ARC recommendations. And whereas concerns have been raised by stakeholders, school staff, and parents, yet they have not been adequately addressed by NNDSB. And whereas the Township of McKellar recognizes the significant population growth in West Parry Sound and the need for educational facilities that meet the needs of all students in accordance with community expectations and growth, now therefore be it resolved that Council of the Corporation Township of McKellar supports the Municipality of Whitestone's resolution number 2024-332, and urges the NNDSB to halt their current K-12 plan and revise their elementary school strategy to allow students from McDougall Public School and Nobel Public School to remain in or transition to McDougall Public School, and further that the NNDSB should immediately engage with the Ministry of Education to secure funding for necessary repairs or the construction of a new McDougall Public School if the current facility is not viable, and further that this resolution be forwarded to the Near North District School Board, the municipality of Whitestone, and all relevant stakeholders as listed in Whitestone's resolution number 2024-332. Discussion? Call the question. All in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-562, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby authorized the Treasurer to remit payment to Belvedere Heights in the amount of $47,399 as requested in their letter dated October the 7th, 2024, to offset the cost of engineering and architectural services incurred in 2024 to support the addition of 22 new private rooms. Discussion? Councillor Haskin?
Yeah, and that would be taken from health care reserve.
Correct. Which the township has just under $89,000 in.
Okay. But back to our previous discussion, I'm thinking maybe we're being a little too quick. We don't have any information on they're coming to see us at a November meeting, and for further information prior to passing this, I think it would be useful to hear what their plans are and why they need this money. Because I agree with what was said earlier by Councillor Zulak that, I guess maybe Councillor Kekkonen too. there were no, that I could find, any conditions attached to that return of that money. The return of the money was cost savings, as I recall the presentation at the time, efficiencies, and at the time they were working on campus of care, I guess, so there was no condition saying that. We want that money back at some point for 22 new beds. They didn't even know they'd have the 22 new beds at that point, and that they would go with that plan of putting it in the Belvedere Heights existing building. So I'm thinking we've got a couple things happening here, and I think it has to go public, that that money, maybe we saved it, maybe we didn't, I don't know, it's in the account, some of it, but there was no requirement that we keep it in that account for that purpose, and I think that has to go public because there were people, I guess, praising themselves for finding cost savings as soon as they went on the board, and that surprised that we were paying so much over the years for a levy. And when it turned out, even from their minutes, that it was because they had built up too large a reserve, that was the reason it was returned. So I'm thinking, even with this paying it out right now, maybe we should wait, put it out to council, though, and maybe just defer until we have the presentation at least before we go any further. But it's up to council. Councilor Kekkonen?
Yeah, I think we can defer, and I think I recall at one meeting in March of 2021 that the same individual indicated that because of the cost savings of Belvedere, that the pool wasn't going to cost the township anything.
Yeah, predates some of us, but it's good they have that memory. Agreeable to the deferral then? Put the question out for deferral. All those in favor? None opposed? Resolution 24-563, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Whereas the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar does hereby support the SolveTheCrisis.ca campaign, requests that the provincial and federal governments take action to address the growing mental health, addictions, and homelessness crisis in Ontario. And whereas there are humanitarian crises unfolding on the streets in our cities, large and small, urban and rural, across Ontario, the time for words is over. We need immediate action at all levels of government, starting with the province of Ontario. And whereas the homelessness, mental health, and addictions crisis continues to grow with 3,432 drug-related deaths in Ontario in 2023 and over 1,400 homeless encampments across Ontario communities in 2023. And whereas the province has provided additional funding and supports, such as a recent investment of $378 million for HART hubs and approximately 375 beds and wraparound supports, it does not adequately address the growing crisis and the financial and social impact on municipalities and regions across the province. And whereas municipalities and regions are stepping up and working with community partners to put in place community-specific solutions to address this crisis, but municipalities and regions lack the expertise, capacity, or resources to address these increasingly complex healthcare and housing issues alone. And whereas this is primarily a health issue that falls under provincial jurisdiction, and municipalities and regions should not be using the property tax base to fund these programs. And whereas there is no provincial lead focused on this crisis, leading to unanswered questions that span over a dozen ministries and a lack of support to manage the increasing needs of those who are unhoused, therefore, be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar is hereby support the SolveTheCrisis.ca campaign and further calls on provincial and federal governments to commit to immediate action to solve the humanitarian crisis that Ontario is facing as the numbers of unhoused individuals and those suffering with mental health and addictions grow exponentially. And further, that the provincial or the province officially makes homelessness a health priority. Further, appoints a responsible minister and ministry with the appropriate funding and powers as a single point of contact to address the full spectrum of housing needs as well as mental health, addictions, and wraparound supports. And further, that the provincial government strike a task force with broad sector representatives including municipalities, regions, healthcare, first responders, community services, the business community, and the tourism industry to develop a Made in Ontario action plan. Further, that this provincial task force reviews current programs developed by municipalities, regions, and community partners that have proven successful in our communities to ensure that solutions can be implemented quickly and effectively to tackle this crisis. And further, that the federal government is included in these conversations. And further, that both levels of government provide adequate, sufficient, and sustainable funding to ensure that municipalities have the tools and resources to support individuals suffering with mental health and addictions, including unhoused people, and those from vulnerable populations that may be disproportionately impacted. And further, that this council calls on the residents of the Township of McKellar to join us in appealing to the provincial and federal governments for support by visiting solvethecrisis.ca and showing your support. And further, that a copy of this motion be sent to the Right Honourable Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, the Honourable Sean Fraser, Minister of Housing, Infrastructure and Communities of Canada, the Honourable Doug Ford, Premier of Ontario, the Honourable Sylvia Jones, Deputy Premier and Minister of Health, the Honourable Paul Calandra, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, the Honourable Michael Parson, Minister of Children, Community and Social Services, the Honourable Michael Tabolo, Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, local MPs, local MPPs, and Ontario's big city mayors. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Want to oppose? You want it?
What?
Are you opposed?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want it recorded?
No.
Okay, carry then. It's a short one. Actually 20.1 on the agenda, so it's resolution 24-564. Moved to Councillor Ryland, second to Councillor Haskin. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar is hereby extend the free collection period of leaf and yard waste at the transfer station for a 2-week period ending October 29, 2024. Discussion? I think we need certainly to review our transfer station bylaw, the grace period, and if, for instance, I think there's some ongoing discussion now with the MOE, one branch, looking at leaf waste anyway, and yard waste, whether we can continue this program maybe on another site, if not here, because where does it go once we receive it? And we reduced it from 2 months to 1 month, if you recall, last year, I think, or the year before, and then people were complaining they didn't have enough notice. Some people did, others knew. now because of Mother Nature, I guess, the leaves aren't falling soon enough turning, so our date, October 13th, is come and gone, and they're still going to be collecting leaves after this, so this is another two-week period. And then we have to look at the whole program, because this doesn't include the brush either, and we have to decide whether we're going to continue the program, what we're going to actually do with the collection of leaf and yard waste and the brush that we do collect. So I think that's down the road. But this will extend it at least to the end of October, which should help out some people for this year. Any further discussion? I suppose the transfer station attendants will be made aware of this. So.
Yes, they will be notified.
Okay. Is there anything we have to do with the notice as well? I would think in the let people know, because those who have been following will know that this is a cutoff date.
Yes, so we'll post on the website and social media pages. Any persons that have contacted the township and left their contact info, we will return their call and let them know that it's been extended for 2 weeks.
Okay, great. Call the question then. All in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-565, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar is hereby give bylaw number 2024-76, being a bylaw to appoint a deputy clerk to first and second reading. Further read a third time and passed in open council this 15th day of October 2024. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Finished business, anything on there that you wish to comment on, add to, subtract from? Councilor Kagan?
Have the companies that provide surface treatment been contacted about arranging a meeting?
Yes, they have. We have a new public works superintendent that just wants to get familiar with our roads and the condition of them prior to a third-party company coming in. But within the next couple of months, he will reach out to them and they will coordinate a tour of the township and they will go through roads that need specific priorities, and as well the paving group can let him know what technologies are out there this day and age to mitigate some of those issues.
So they were willing to come and give council a presentation as well?
They are.
I think it's probably just delayed a little bit until our public works superintendent gets his feet wet there and checks out all the roads himself, and then he can make a future report. I don't know before this takes place.
So. Oh, I'm just
go ahead.
Yeah.
Still on unfinished business here.
Yeah, okay. That's right. That's something I think should be on unfinished business, and unless Carly has something to report, St. Stephen's roof painting is.
I did contact David Winters. He has not phoned me back. We were just going to schedule when he was available to come. We just haven't reconnected yet.
Oh, okay.
Councilor Peckham?
So since that resolution that we passed, I was talking to a historical committee member, and they had their entire barn roof painted for $1,000. And the paint is holding on very well, and they were pleased with the job that company did, so just a piece of information that I received after that resolution was passed.
Should we see who did it for that? No,
well, I think what he's getting at probably is to do some cost comparisons rather than just take a sole contract to know what the actual cost could be. I mean, you've got situations certainly where people see a possibility, an opportunity, and will make a suggestion. But I think as council, we certainly have to make sure that it's we're getting the best possible price for the best job. And it's hard if it's sole contract. We're trying to do comparisons, but
especially when you look at the accounts that are coming from, there were a lot of those were hard-earned dollars selling butter tarts, so. Want to ensure that you are getting the best price for the service being provided.
under new business. I guess the, I don't know whether Mary's done anything on Remembrance Sunday on November 10th. Is that in the works?
Yes.
Prepared?
Yep.
So the Legion has been contacted. They're the first ones, of course. We need them. And she's doing a brochure of some sort, I would assume.
Yeah, I'll check with her.
And I believe she's also looking out for the catering for that, for the small lunch. Just to check with her and see where she is, maybe in that, that
yep.
program. Public notices, announcements, inquiries, or reports by council members. And committees you've attended, workshops. Councilor Peck.
So the West Perry Sound OPP Detachment Board is
going
to have
their
first meeting this coming Thursday, October the 17th at 7 p.m. at the McDougall Council Chambers.
Now, I know before when it was the different setup there with the committee, is this to be done through Zoom to the public too, or is this a private meeting, the actual one?
No. So,
is it going to be advertised, I guess, for the public or not?
I'm not sure if. So, I think we have a link on our website for the OPP. Detachment board website?
I'd have to double check.
Okay. So at some point, yes, we're going to definitely have to ensure that, we'll see how this first meeting goes and what.
I just think that the public would be
yeah.
interested. It's a changeover, a big change for us, and to listen in if they wish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this one's in person only because there's no Zoom link available. That I've received, anyways.
Yeah, so it may not be advertised as such for the public because.
Because everyone that responded to the meeting in person,
mm-hmm.
and the administrator had asked if the Zoom link was required, and I didn't hear anyone responding that a Zoom link was required. But yeah, that might be something for consideration for future meetings just for that reason.
I know there'll be certain sections that have to be closed, but I would think your general run of the mill business could be done publicly, but I don't know. I'm not sure how this board is set up, so we'll have to see how things go. You'll do your reports for us, so.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Councilor Zulak.
Yeah. Just a question to Carly about the last meeting for the library about the speakers. Were you able to contact Steve McAnally?
I did not, but I will.
Okay. And then you can let me know what he said.
Yeah.
For my end of the month meeting, because they'll be looking for an answer. And also, I just wanted to mention, too, for the Belvedere last week, they had a town hall meeting. It was supposed to be a public meeting and Zoom, but there was a COVID breakout, so it was done on Zoom, and it was just a presentation of how far they've come and the drawings and everything for the 22-bed addition. But that stuff they'll bring all to the meeting on November, so you'll be able to see that, what's going to be added and the costs and all that. Costs that won't cost us anything.
No, it's... I know they provided the Zoom link. I attended that one as well. And do you know if they make a YouTube from it for future people want to look at it? They couldn't see it live?
No, I don't think so, but I can find out.
That would
that
be interesting.
Would suggest
just to have
that.
That. Yeah. I would think if they have the capabilities, that would be useful.
Yeah, that would be good, YouTube. But all in all, it's very exciting because the beds are needed and... I'm glad the Campus of Care didn't go because that really was upsetting to a lot of people that were in the life lease. And this here is on site. Belvedere is a beautiful site. The issue is the parking, but they seem to have that resolved. But then I imagine there'll probably be residents that will appeal that because they do, people do. And... And CSS, like I say, that was back probably 7 years ago it was discussed about CSS moving out on their own. So like now that has push has come to shove and they're quite happy with that, and it will be in a very good spot, I believe, if it all turns out. And the 22 beds, they were originally going to be down in the basement. Well, now they've changed that. They've put the staff and the offices will go downstairs, and then the residents will be upstairs, so they'll have the view who wants to be in a basement, you know? So it would be, it sounds good if it all works out. That's it.
Okay, any other reports? I have resolution 24-566, moved by Councillor Hassan, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McCullough has hereby received the consent agenda for correspondence. Anything from that you wish to pull to discuss?
Well, let's see, in the Friends brochure, a McCullough resident has got appreciation for his dedication, Greg Christensen. Spending a lot of time there, volunteering.
Okay, call the question then, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Any questions, comments from people in person or on Zoom about items on the agenda? Hearing none. Resolution 24-567, moved by Councillor Pekkanen, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby given bylaw number 2024-77. Being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council, the first and second reading, further read a third time and passed in open Council the 15th day of October 2024. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 24-568, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourn this meeting at
7:35
p.m. to meet again on November the 5th, 2024, at the call of the mayor. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried.